wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Burns along the road like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
Call me sub. I roll underground like Chuck. C. Swiss. What letter is that that goes up, down, up, down?
That the letter M, Harry. And the letter M reminds me of a lot of wonderful things to eat.
Let's think of some.
Okay. Marshmallows.
Meatballs.
Ready to munch.
Malted milk.
Mustard.
Monster want lunch.
Macaroni and melon.
Magnificent meal.
Oh yeah. If Monster had food, now how yummy his tummy would feel. Oh, getting hungry.
Monster want marshmallows, meatballs, milk, melon.
But we got none of them.
So. Monsters who are so hungry will just eat this big letter M.
Quenching the thirst of the power dawn. That five-sided fist of God. There are This is the Lying Media Bastards radio show. I'm Jake. That there was just Rage Against the Machine doing Bulls on Parade. Before that, we did had a little song from Cookie Monster and Harry Monster of Sesame Street doing a Monster Meal. For that, KMD doing It Sounded Like a Rock, Johnny Cash doing Rusty Cage, and Billy Idol doing Rebel Yell. And we started that off with one of my many theme songs, adopted theme songs. Nobody actually wrote that for me. Tank by the Seatbelts. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio. Thanks for listening. Plenty more music for you today. I'm going to be talking a lot about some media pranks, both for and against the corporate media. Talk a little bit about all this deep throat business, the recent Amnesty International report on human rights across the nation. Talk about, maybe I'll just jump, I'll go back to that in a second. A little bit about the internet, a little bit about some crazy conservative reaction to ads for condoms on the television. And, but yeah, I'll jump right in. A lot of you folks listening are in San Diego. Don't know if you all heard about the Red Tide or not. If you have not, I would recommend checking it out. Red Tide refers to a certain kind of plankton that, for no known reason, in certain areas of the ocean, but usually along the coast, there'll be this huge surge of plankton. Either they just reproduce like mad, or they all kind of float into the bay or whatever. But you get this sort of reddish-brown plankton sitting there in the water, but it is bioluminescent plankton. When it is hit by... acted upon with force, you know, if it's agitated, moved around, whatever, it lights up sort of a blue or greenish color. So if you go down to the beach, at least it has been all week, if you go down to the beach at night, in the whitewash of the waves, you will see little blue and green glow coming out of it as the plankton gets tossed around in the waves. I'm also told that if they get a ton of the plankton around, like sort of through all of the water, you might even be able to walk in the wet sand and see your footprints glow blue, which is kind of neat. Don't know how long this is going for. I can't find information about this anywhere, really. You know, you would think this might fall under the jurisdiction of TV news weather, but you'd be wrong. Or if you're not wrong, then nobody's bothering to do that covering. But, no, that's... I went down night before last. Went down at night and waded out into the water. I probably should have brought a bathing suit or a wetsuit or gotten naked or something and gone all the way out there because the plankton was further out to sea than, you know, it wasn't just right on the very edge of the water. It was out maybe a good, I don't know, 70, 100 feet, something like that. And I didn't go that far in because I was going to get soaked enough to drive home all wet and cold. But, so... Live in Southern California. Go see the Red Tide. Damn it. Since we're talking regional, let me a couple of announcements. Let's go to where did that one go? On this program a few weeks back, I talked about Jacob Faust, the San Diego musician and artist who was shot by police officers for no real reason, shot and killed. A movie he'd been working on called Faust Book will be showing here in San Diego June 13th at the San Diego Public Library, which is at 820 E Street. So this is June 13th at 6:30 p.m. I don't know what day of the week that is. You can find information about that. You can go to San Diego Independent Media Center site, sdimc.org, and find that listing about the film screening. Yeah, so there's that. Also, let us go into the talk other somewhat regional. Let's talk California. This is pretty nutso. This is our pal Arnold the Schwarzenegger. Two crazy political events with Schwarzenegger in this past week. First one you might have heard of. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's trying to draw attention away from all the people who are protesting against him these days because he's having to make these budget cuts in areas that he promised he wouldn't. And so, you know, he's getting constantly protested by nurses and teachers and firefighters and stuff like that. So Arnold keeps staging these photo ops, these little public events, invites the media out there. First of all, it's interesting, this one I'm about to talk about, they did not tell the media where the event was going to take place. They told them to meet in this one parking lot at a certain time, several hours before the event, and they would give them directions then on how to get to the event, which is speaks volumes, really. I mean, Schwarzenegger is too scared of protesters. You know, if, regularly, if this was, you had a press event, you would just announce, you know, we're all going to be here in front of City Hall or in front of the library or in front of McDonald's or whatever. At this time, you know, all the press show up with your cameras and your questions and we'll do you. But no, they wanted to hide where this was taking place, which is funny. But anyway, so the event. Arnold is talking about how he's adding money to the transportation budget somehow. Money that's going to make transportation in California easier, fix the roads, whatever. So you get a shot, nice video footage of Arnold Schwarzenegger and a couple guys from the city maintenance. I'm not quite sure what department. This was in San Jose, California. San Jose city workers, they get out there and this dump truck comes and dumps down a load full of asphalt, you know, the hot gravel, whatever. And Arnold and these two guys go fill in this big patch of street with the hot asphalt and maybe warm asphalt. Hard to say. But so, you know, you get this nice footage of Arnold working with, you know, working with the working guys out there, you know, real all-American, true blue, whatever. But the funny part, because there is a funny part, and we have to get to it, there was not a hole in the road. Arnold, to get this photo opportunity of himself fixing a road with the city workers, they actually hired the city to go and dig up the street. They dug up a 10-foot by 15-foot square of road, just, you know, chunked it out, and then so that they would have this photo opportunity, so that Schwarzenegger could come with the cameras and the photographers and the journalists and get that footage. So, you know, and then you know, there was a little bit of controversy, and Schwarzenegger's, you know, campaign manager or whoever the hell he is, spokesman, said, "Oh no, you know, that wasn't that used the governor's personal political campaign money that was not paid for by the taxpayers." However, the mayor of San Jose says, "No, we paid those workers to go dig in that hole and then fill it back in. We also had to pay for security for the governor while he was here." So, for Arnold Schwarzenegger to try to make you like him by making you think that he's fixing the California transportation system, your tax dollars went to destroy a city street and then to fix the city street that just destroyed so they could make pretty pictures to lie to you, basically, to make you think that Arnold was doing the good work. So, hooray, Arnold! That's part one. We got two stories about Arnold from this week about him doing weird-ass political media shit. Second story. Again, Arnold is fighting off the what he calls the special interests. The special interests being nurses, teachers, firefighters, those sort of folks. Children who would like to be educated. Special interests. Damn them. And so Schwarzenegger puts out this campaign ad where it's him looking really casual in his shirt and tie with, I don't think he has his sleeves rolled up. That would sort of detract. You'd see his big-ass muscles. But he's in just like some cafeteria talking to folks, as a governor tends to do, walks into a cafeteria and just chats with the people. That's what they do. And So he goes in, and you know, he just gives a little speech, and they act as though he was discussing things with them, and they just happen to catch this footage. But no, it was of course all stage managed, because all political, you know, visuals like that are highly, 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 every gesture, background of the ad, what they're wearing, all of that. They always very careful about what gets shown. So in this commercial, some people noticed that on the table, this cafeteria table that Arnold and his crew are sitting at, there's a bunch of junk food. You know, bottles of water, bottles of soda, chips, etc. And somebody does a little searching. The foods that were on the table are all from the corporations that donated money to Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial campaign. Now let's start that over again. There was food on the table in this ad. Now, the food, it was all brand-name food, and all of those brands were big corporations who donated money to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He did a product placement. Product placement is when you have a TV show or a movie, and your star just happens to be drinking a Coke, or, you know, they happen to walk by an IKEA store or something like that. Those companies pay money to have their products, their symbols, their logos show up in these media products as a way of very subtle advertising. So Arnold Schwarzenegger put product placement into his political ad for his political donors. That's pretty high up there on the sleaze meter. And that's your governor, California. Don't you hate saying that? Don't you hate saying Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because you want to smack somebody. Preferably him. No, he's big. I would, like, slap him and run away. Anyhow, I'm Jake. This is the Lying Media Bastards radio show. Thanks for listening. Plenty of news and politics to talk about as the time goes on. I'm here till 3 p.m. And then I'm followed by Democracy Now!, the famous progressive / radical socialist commie whatever radio show. And, yeah, that'll be coming on at 3 p.m. after my show's done. And if you're missing any part of this show, I'm recording the whole thing, and I'll put it up on my website today or tomorrow. One more thing I'll mention here. As this is a predominantly musical radio show, I feel an obligation to bring you all new music. I could come in here every week and just play the stuff that I like, stuff that I've got, you know, the CDs I bought, stuff I own and have owned for years. But I feel that would be very cheap. That'd sort of be, it wouldn't exactly be cheating, but it wouldn't be fair. I mean, you folks, you know, if you could listen to the same stuff I do, you know, it wouldn't be hard. So I always try to find, you know, at least a small handful of new songs every week. You know, I think every show I get to play maybe 20, 30 songs, depending on how long they are. And every week I try to have at least somewhere between 3 and 10 new songs, if I can. And one of the ways I discovered lately that I'm happy about that helps get me new music and really throws a random factor into there is I discovered MP3 blogs, which, you know, are just weblogs that people have put together where they track down free MP3s from all over the internet and put links to them. And most of them, some of them have a theme or a genre, you know, they're just about techno, they're just about, you know, reggae, whatever. And other ones, it's just like whatever they can find, they throw up there, you know, alternative, oldies, metal, rap, whatever. And there's lots of these things, there's dozens of them, there's hundreds of them. And I just flip through a few of these and just, you know, I download 20 songs and then listen to them, and there's probably a small handful in there that are good. And bring them to you. And it really, I think it spices the show up, gets me stuff I wouldn't have found otherwise. But I found a site last night which has, it takes those MP3 blogs and just jumps up the power. MP3blogs.org is an aggregator. Every hour on the hour, it scans its own list of maybe 200 or so MP3 blogs and puts the most, just the, puts links to the most recent entries for each one on the mp3blogs.org site. So it's a huge opportunity to be finding new music. Some of it you'll hate. Some of it will be crap. Some of it will be decent. Some of it will be interesting. Some of it will be great. And so I'll be playing. That's how I found this song, a song I'm about to play. It seems to be the thing to do for indie bands these days, to choose a band name that has some sort of animal in the title. which makes these guys three times as big as everybody else, and maybe even four times because they also titled their song after an animal. This song here is Tiger Bear Wolf. Yes, you heard me. Tiger Bear Wolf is the name of the band, and the song by Tiger Bear Wolf is called The Rats. I'm Jake, Lang Media Bastards Radio. If you want to say hello, you want to ask me a question, you want to make a request, get on your instant messenger, either the AOL or the Yahoo Varieties, and send me a message. Send it to RadioactiveSD, all one word, and I will say hello. If you want more politics before I'm done talking, you're impatient, you want to be informed about cool latest stuff while you're listening to music, go to my site, lyingmediabastards.com. And if I just talked about the MP3 blogs and you said, what the hell is a blog? Go to my site. It is a blog. You will be given knowledge. Anyhow, thanks for listening, and here is music.
Token booth. It's bomb day in Paris. It's bomb day in Sri Lanka. Two bombs kill 50. Train interior littered with blood and paper. It's bomb day in New York. Smoke-faced workers, outraged officials. Would really have worked if they had knocked down the World Trade Center. But it didn't turn out that way. It never does. It's bomb day in Atlanta. What a surprise. Sullying the image of a peace-loving society. This ain't Belfast. No, this is Oklahoma City. The derangement of small-time nuts with a knack for making fertilizer blow up. Bombs have always had a place in America. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. The gore and the bloodletting in patriotic rapture. The Bronx Bombers, the Brown Bomber, the 50-yard bomb. Mask the unspeakable. Phyllis Schlafly says the atomic bomb is a marvelous gift from a wise God. 26,000 in the world today, and we have the most hot diggity. In Paris or Atlanta or anywhere. The nuts and the loners and the religious fundamentalists are only doing locally what government does globally. Bomb-loving leaders get bomb-loving citizens. Oh, say, can you see? It's bomb day in Paris. We'll be right back.
say, how can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
cautious, I'm here. Step away from the window. Go. Safe from pain and truth and choice. Ever poison devils. See, they don't give a fuck about you. I do.
You from yourself.